You may have came here tonight and you don't understand what all this is, all this praise. It's been an awesome, awesome day in the house of God. And you don't understand why these people are standing up and praising and shouting and praising the name of Jesus. But that's what I want to tell you about tonight. You know, they told you about what all and only Jesus can do in a person's life. He came to set us free. He came to set you free. He came to give us a life, a love, a liberty, just a fulfillment, a satisfaction, a peace that can only come as we trust in Him, as we accept Him into our life. You know, we live in a time, we live in a day of much depression, of loneliness. You know, I've just came here. I've only been here about 6 months, but from Tennessee. And, you know, being in New York City, I've never seen just the depth of loneliness and depression and just dissatisfaction in people's eyes, in their hearts, that I see in New York City. You know, we have nearly 8.5 million people here in New York City. But there's such a loneliness. There's such a depression, a loneliness. We're always hearing bad news. But friend, I have good news for you tonight. I have wonderful news for you tonight that you can be set free. It is great news. It is awesome news. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to tell you about just for a few minutes tonight. I was just recently walking through a store, and there was this young man that God really strongly put on my heart. And, you know, I walked around and I just told him, I said, you know, for some reason, God really, really strongly put you on my heart. And, you know, I believe God has a really special plan for your life. And I began to share with him the same thing that I'm going to share with you tonight. And he said, man, I really need to hear that kind of stuff. And friend, there's many of us that need to hear that kind of stuff. We need to hear about Jesus, His wonderful love, His saving grace, His wonderful power to change our lives. So in Mark chapter 3, I have a very short message for you entitled, Stand Up and Stretch Out to Jesus. Stand up and stretch out to Jesus. So number one, I want you to see just the condition of a sinner. The condition of a sinner. See, Jesus, there's a temple, much kind of like a place like today, a place where God is worshipped. And Jesus walks into this temple and he sees this man with a withered hand. And this word for withered means paralyzed. It's an ineffective hand. He couldn't do anything with his hand. He couldn't do the things that he wanted to do. He couldn't do the things that he so much desired in his heart to do. He couldn't be the person that he wanted to be. And he was in this temple. And just like you heard tonight, that's what sin does. See, sin offers something really great, but it leads to pain. It leads to depression. It leads to sickness. It leads to all this discontent. You know, that's what sin always offers, something wonderful. You know, just like the testimonies tonight, you know, they were searching for the satisfaction and everything that the world said would satisfy. In the bars, the drugs, the people, the sex, all this stuff, they were searching for the satisfaction, but nothing was fulfilling. Nothing was fulfilling that deep desire in their heart. But yet they found Jesus. You know, that's what paralyzed is. You know, sin, that's what sin does. You know, it offers something great, but it just leads to us being paralyzed. It leads to us not being able to be the man, the woman, the child that we want to be. You know, we want to do good. We want to be good, but we can't do it. We keep on finding ourselves in the same place that we've always been. The things never satisfy, the people never satisfy, the parties, all these things, the pride, the next level in your job, it never satisfies. So we see the condition of a sinner. You know, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner. You know, I've sinned more than many people. We're all sinners. So we see first the condition of a sinner, of this man with a withered hand, this man with a paralyzed hand. But number two, I want you to see the compassion of a Savior. The compassion of a Savior. The compassion of Jesus. Jesus came in. You know, Jesus entered that temple. Jesus came into that synagogue, that place where that withered man was. Jesus came in. You know, he saw this man. He saw this man with a paralyzed hand. He saw this man that wanted to be good. He wanted to do something with his life. He wanted to be good, but he couldn't. And Jesus looked at him and he saw this. See, Jesus knew he was going to be there. Jesus knew he was going to heal him. Jesus knew he was going to set this man free. Jesus knew he was going to heal this man. Jesus knew he was going to do it. See, and Jesus said, stand up. He said, step forward or stand up. That's what Jesus said. And he didn't say it in some way like a drill sergeant. He didn't say, stand up. I believe with all my heart, he said it with a tear in his eye. He said it, my son, stand up. I understand how you feel. I understand what you're going through. Stand up, and I'm going to heal you. That's how Jesus said it. He said it with a heart of compassion because Jesus, the reason you're here tonight is because Jesus loves you. Because Jesus loves us. That's what set all of us free here tonight. That's what set all of these precious people in the choir free tonight. That's what set us free. That's the reason we can sing is because of His love. Because He set us free. And I thank God for it. The compassion of the Savior, Jesus. He came to heal. He came to set free. He is our healer. He is our Savior. You know, and that's what Jesus came. See, about 2,000 years ago, the same God who created us all sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross made of wood. He died in our place for our sins. And sin is just the wrong things that we've done. That's what sin is. So God sent Jesus Christ, His beloved Son, to die on a cross for you and me, for anything we've done wrong, our past, our present, our future sins. See, so we could be set free. He came and experienced hell so He could take us to heaven. He came and experienced this pain so we didn't have to. He came to save us. That's why Jesus came. See, whatever you're going through tonight, you don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live in addiction. You don't have to live with this emptiness in your heart. You don't have to live with a discontent. You don't have to live with this mind battle going on in your mind. You don't have to live with this restlessness in your mind. You don't have to be afraid to die. You don't have to be afraid of the next day, of what the day is going to bring forth. No matter what the future holds, you can be secure in Jesus Christ. You can be secure in Jesus. Jesus will set you free. And that's the compassion of a Savior. See, He loves us. He knew. See, He knows your struggles. He knows what you've been through. He knew the pain that these precious testimonies gave tonight. He knows what you're going through right now. He knows what you've been through. He knows the people who have hurt you in the past. He knows all these things about you. And He says, I understand. I love you. He says He understands. He loves you. He wants to save you. He just wants you to stand up, and He's going to pick you up. He understands what you're going through tonight. And He came to save you. He came to set you free, to live, to love, to laugh, to have a joy in your heart for Jesus Christ. He came to give you a peace that does pass. See, many of us, we don't understand the peace sometimes because it is a peace that passes all understanding. It passes all understandings. And anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. You literally become a new creation when you say, Jesus, come into my life and save me. Just recently, I was walking through a store, actually here in the city. It was a grocery store. And there, I was walking around. There was this young lady that was doing the little samples at the grocery store. And I was walking around. I noticed her. And God really, really strongly put it on my heart. You could tell she was going through a difficult time in her life just by the way she looked in her eyes, just the way she was dressed. You could tell she was going through a very difficult time in her life. And so I told God, I said, you know, I really want to talk to her. And I began to pray. And I said, you know, if there's no one there, I'm going to talk to her. And then there was someone there. So I kind of waited until there wasn't anyone there. And then I went over there. And I just started talking to her. And I began to share with her the same thing I'm sharing with you tonight, that Jesus loves her, that Jesus cares. And I said, you know, this may sound really strange, but God really put you on my heart. And is there anything in your life that I can pray for? And that led into an awesome, just a wonderful conversation. And we began to talk. And she said that she grew up in a Christian home. She grew up as a Christian, you know, but she was a non-practicing Christian. And I began to talk to her and share with her that Jesus wasn't looking at the mistakes she made. Jesus wasn't looking at her past. Jesus wasn't looking at what she was going through. Jesus was looking at a precious, precious girl that He loved, that He bled for, that He died for. And shortly after, she took my hand and we began to pray. And she began to pray just like I'm going to ask you to do in just a few moments. She began to pray to ask Jesus to come into her life and save her and to set her free. And we began to pray and I just said, I want you to pray this prayer from your heart. You just pray this right after me, but pray it from your heart. Make it a prayer to God from your heart and He'll save you right now. So we began to pray, and I said, Lord Jesus, thanks for loving me, thanks for loving me. As soon as she said, thanks for loving me, tears began to just stream down her face because she was experiencing the love of Jesus. And that's what I want you to experience tonight, the tender, wonderful, compassionate love of Jesus for you. He doesn't want you straying out there. He wants you in His arms. He wants you in His loving arms. He wants you set free from addiction, set free from loneliness, from depression. He wants you to be set free from the ruins in your family, in your marriages. He wants you to be set free from those things that are causing so much sleeplessness at night. He wants you to be set free and in love with Him, free to serve Him, free to love, free to laugh, free to be, just praise God with all of your heart. He wants to set you free tonight. So number one, we see the condition of a sinner. You know, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We've all sinned. I've made more mistakes than so many people. And number two, we see the compassion of a Savior. Jesus came and died on a cross for all of our sins, past, present, and future, to save you, to come live inside of you, to fill that void in your heart and take you to heaven when you die. And number three, I want you to see just the cure that brings freedom, the cure that makes you free, the choice that makes you free. It's a choice. See, Jesus said to this man, He said, stand up or step forward. And He said, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand. He just said, stretch out your hand. And that hand was healed. That's all He said. And that's what salvation is. That's what giving your heart to Jesus is. See, God's hand of grace and love. We have our hand of faith. You take your hand of trust and faith and God's hand of grace and love. Amen. And that's what salvation is. Jesus saves us. So we just place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and He saves us. See, God brought every person here tonight for a purpose. He knew from eternity past. He sees the eternity past, the present, the future. He knew you would be here tonight. If I was asked many of you a year ago if you thought you would be here tonight, you would say, there's no way. There's no way. But Jesus brought you here tonight because He loves you, because He came to set you free. And I want you to stand up and to stretch out your hand to Jesus. I want you to stand up out of depression, stand up out of loneliness, stand up out of all these things that are causing torment in your mind and heart, and stretch out your hand and just give your life to Jesus Christ. He will set you free. Just like the young man said, He will begin to speak to you about your life. He will show you things to come. He will begin to speak to your life and show you that God does have a plan for your life. He can use you. He does have a wonderful plan for your life, and He can use you in a wonderful way. He can give you a peace, a love, just a contentment, a satisfaction that only comes from Him. You can walk out of here a new person, a new creation, a new person, completely free. It's going to feel like a weight just fell off your shoulders because you have Jesus. And when you have Jesus, you don't need anything else. You need nothing more, but nothing less. You need Jesus. That's all we need. So as the musicians come, and as we all stand, I want us to all stand. If there's any doubt in your heart or mind tonight, that if you died tonight, that you'd wake up in heaven. If there's any doubt in your heart or mind, let's settle it tonight. I don't want, if I could, I would walk to every single person and say, please give your life to Jesus. If you want this new life, if you want to give your life to Jesus because He loves you, because He cares, because He will set you free, if that is the desire of your heart, as the musicians begin to play, I'm going to ask you to come forward. I'm going to ask you to walk forward, and we're going to pray at the altar. We're going to pray, and Jesus is going to do something wonderful in your life tonight. He's going to set you free. So I'm asking you to come forward. I'm asking you to come forward and give your life to Jesus. Just ask Him to come into your life and to save you. And if there's anyone here tonight, maybe you've walked with Jesus before and now you're in a place where that you just don't like. You're in a place that isn't satisfying. I'm going to ask you to come forward and just give your life. Just resurrender your life to Jesus Christ, and He will give you so much more than you could ever ask for. So I'm going to ask any person up in the balcony, down in the main sanctuary, anywhere that's watching, I'm going to ask you to just come forward and give your life to Jesus Christ. As the musicians play, come forward and give your life to Jesus. He wants to save you tonight.
There are some men here tonight that you feel so dirty that you don't think God would ever want you. And you say, you know, Pastor, if you knew how dirty my hand is, I wouldn't even dare stretch it out to God. Remember that Jesus didn't come for people who are clean. He came for people who are dirty. And that's the beauty of the Son of God. He went to a cross and He said, take all of your filth and put it on me. That's what God the Father did. He took all the filth of your life. And then as Tyler said tonight, stretch out your hand to God. And he said, let me cleanse it. Let me make you stronger. Let me make you wholesome inside. Let me give you new thoughts, a new heart, a new path, a new life, a new testimony. Let me do that for you. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. Just stretch your hand out to me. And just join the millions that have come since the day of the cross and just say, God, you know I can't. I can't. I'm paralyzed. And the Lord will say to you, no, you can't, but I can. And then suddenly there's just a new song in your heart. There's just a new desire to be an honest person. There's suddenly a desire to live in a way that you never thought you could ever in your lifetime. And you'd be amazed what God will do. You'd be amazed the person that you'll be made into. It will stun you a year from now. You'll look back at your old photographs and you're not going to believe that person ever existed. It will be a miracle. And you will know it. You won't have to tell anybody. It will be obvious. That man didn't have to tell anybody God had touched him. His hand was the evidence. Your life will be the evidence. And I want to just add to what Tyler said tonight. I just want every person that feels dirty. You feel dirty because of what you've done. You feel dirty because of who you are. You feel dirty because of what was done to you. If only you knew how much Jesus loves you. If you could only just touch the edge of how much he wants you. The incredible plan that he's got for your life. Please just step out wherever you are. Wherever you are, just step out. And just even if you don't understand it. You know, Jesus didn't explain the whole thing to this man. He just said, stretch forth your hand. And he touched him and healed him. You don't have to understand it all. You will, as time goes on, know more things about him. But for now, just step out. Step out. Step out. In Jesus' name. We're going to sing that song again, just softly. And as we do, just every man, every woman, everybody that just feels dirty. And I know I'm speaking in the Spirit because God knows who's here tonight. I want you just unashamedly, just get up and get out. We're all dirty before God touched us. Just unashamedly, just come with this man, this other, just come. Just slip out the balcony, the aisles. Grab the hand of a friend if you need to and say, look, just come with me. But please, don't let this moment pass you by. God is here tonight. You've heard from God tonight. We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you. Don't stay where you are. Slip out. Slip out. Slip out. Watch what God will do in your life.
This is the most wonderful day, the most wonderful decision you've ever made in your life. It's amazing. This is a time to rejoice. This is a time to be glad. This is a time we're going to rejoice with you in an awesome way. And we love you. So I want you to say this short prayer right along with me and pray this from your heart. And Jesus is going to do such a wonderful thing in every person's life. So I want you to say this from your heart. You pray it to God from your heart, and Jesus will save you. So, Lord Jesus, thanks for loving me. Thanks for dying for me. I know I'm a sinner, and I've done wrong, but you died for all of my sins. So right now, I trust Jesus, your Son, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and save me. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Forgiving me for all of my sins. Coming into my life. Giving me your Holy Spirit. A perfect plan for my life. And promising to meet all my needs. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now lead me and guide me on your perfect plan for my life. And I will trust you. I will walk with you because you know what's best for me. I love you, Jesus. I surrender to you. I give you my everything because you gave everything for me. Thank you, Jesus. I am a new creation. I have a new life. I have a new love. I have a new peace. I'll sleep good tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I am free. Heaven is my home. And thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.